site, so I'm joined here on the line by Melanie Morin, a communications officer with Quebec's Provincial Forest Firefighting Service, the SOPFE, to discuss the busy summer of wildfires that we just had in 2023, as well as the organization's annual recruitment drive, which gears up around this time of year. Melanie, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
All right. This summer was quite a notable one as far as forest fires go. Could you start off by just giving us a bit of an overview of what you guys were up to over the summer months?
So as everyone knows, it was a very, very busy season in Quebec for forest fires. In actuality, in the terms of fires, in this one season, we have the amount of hectares burned in the last 20 years total in the province. So if we go over statistics, 566 fires in the intensive zone for 1.3 million hectares. And in the northern zone, 147 fires, for 3.7 million hectares. So over 5 million hectares burned within the province this year.
Jeez.
And how far back does the data go, actually?
So we do have what we would call more modern statistics since the beginning of the Société de Conservation and the SOPFE, but even as far back as the last 100 years where there have been statistics that have been recorded in modern firefighting, if you will, this is a record that has never been before seen.
So can you kind of walk us through it a little bit here? There was a number in June there, just sort of after a bit of a dry spell. Can you talk about just sort of the conditions on the ground there that led to such a big outbreak there at the start?
So we had a very quiet spring. We even were able to send out firefighters to Alberta to help out with their beginning of the season. We remember that lots of areas dealt with flooding back in March and April. And then May started to dry out. We got busy by the end of May, and then lightning came through June 1st. And lit almost 200, between over 150 fires in one day. That really was the beginning of this very, very busy season. Dry lightning came through, lit quite a few fires, so many fires that we had to then prioritize which fires we were going to intervene on. Again, priority one was human life, priority two was critical infrastructure, and then that just kind of painted the picture for the rest of the summer, particularly in the western portion of the province and northwestern portion of the province towards the Val-d'Or area and then up into the James Bay, received very, very little rain, more lightning, and then the fires just kept getting new fires and then becoming bigger. So we really were into wildfires into September in that area.
And I understand you guys also got a bunch of help from outside agencies from other countries, that kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about the scale, how many forest firefighters were brought in, and sort of compared to the overall size of the SOPFE itself?
So we were working with a daily about 1,500, 1,600 firefighters, boots on the ground, and that was with rotations. We are used to having help from across Canada. This summer we had the limited help that we could have from across Canada because many other provinces were dealing with similar seasons. Then we had quite a bit of help, close to 1,000 firefighters that came from the U.S. And then after that, we had international firefighters, 140 from South Korea, 300 from France, 140 from Portugal, 100 from Spain, and then quite a few armed forces that were also here to help us put out the wildfires.
And moving on here to the recruitment campaign, this is the time of year that you guys are looking usually to bolster your forces here. Can you talk a little bit about how, if somebody's interested in joining, how they go about doing that?
So this is our annual campaign, not necessarily a response to the season that we just had. However, we are getting heightened interest because of the season that we had. Campaign goes from mid-November to mid-January. Anyone who's interested, we encourage them to check out either our social media pages or our website, sopfe.qc.ca. We have a great section that explains what is required to become a firefighter, explains a bit more about the job, has great videos, also explains what the fitness test is. Anyone who is wanting to apply can do so, and then there's callbacks in January, and then after that the interviews, then medical tests, fitness tests, and all to start by the beginning of April.
And what kind of numbers are you guys looking for specifically in the Outaouais Laurentide region?
It's hard to pinpoint at this time of year because our firefighters from last year get their commitment letters in January, and then after that, we know the percentage that are returning. However, year in, year out, it's about 50 firefighters across the province. In, for example, the Maniwaki office, I've seen be as little as hiring 2 firefighters and some years 12 firefighters. If we specifically only want to work out of one fire center, one office, then you know our chances become a bit slimmer because there's more competition, if you will. But if you're willing to go anywhere across the province, then again, you're looking at approximately 50 positions. So if you're willing to be mobile for that first year, then I highly encourage it.
And can you talk a little bit about experience and stuff that you're looking for, or the qualifications, I guess you could say?
Qualifications, we're looking for people who have a background in forestry. That's quite wide. Anyone who has a diploma where they've had to be in the forest, work in the forest, could be as much as a forestry worker all the way to recreation, environment, that sort of thing. We're looking for people who want to work 10 to 12 to 14 hours a day in the woods. And then after that, that can be either a professional or a collegial diploma. And then as far as qualities, if you will, someone that's very adaptable to change, someone that's willing to travel and is willing to is looking for a bit of adventure.
Melanie, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with us about this. If there's anything else you wanted to add or anything that you wanted to let our listeners know that we didn't talk about previously, I'll give you the last word here.
Thank you for having me.